Pakistani prosecutors have demanded the death penalty for four men charged with killing Daniel Pearl. The Wall Street Journal reporter was kidnapped and murdered in Karachi in January. With closing arguments completed, the judge hearing the case adjourned the trial today to consider his verdict. Kamran Khan reports from Pakistan for The Washington Post and is on the phone. Kamran Khan, what kind of a case did the prosecution put on against the four men?
The prosecution put up quite a strong case, which was also aided by the technical evidence which was provided by the FBI, which showed Umar Sheikh was directly responsible in sending those emails regarding Danny's kidnapping and the demands which came with that. Police also produced three other people who were actually involved in sending these emails out and having Daniel Pearl kidnapped.
Umar Sheikh is charged with being the leader of this plot, and the other three are charged with being part of that plot. What is their motive, according to the prosecution?
From the beginning, all these four people clearly denied their involvement in the case. But initially, Umar Sheikh had said that he was settling score with the Americans because of the treatment meted out to the Al-Qaeda and Taliban prisoners by the U.S. forces who had arrested them in Afghanistan and have taken them to Guantanamo Bay, and the demands which were sent out with the emails in which the group had claimed the responsibility of the kidnapping of Daniel Pearl had also said he has been kidnapped to settle a score with the U.S. government for dehumanizing treatment to the Al-Qaeda and Taliban prisoners.
How have the defense lawyers answered the evidence that the prosecution has mounted?
Basically, they were saying that these emails are concocted by the FBI, and they gave a lot of time in focusing on the timing of Sheikh Umar's arrest, who was shown as arrested on February the 12th, though his uncle said, as it had been reported in the media before, that Umar Sheikh had actually surrendered on February the 5th. On the basis of that, the defense said that this whole evidence and the case which is presented by the prosecution is concocted and doctored.
I gather a verdict is expected next week. Is it a case that has been covered heavily in Pakistan and that Pakistanis are following closely?
I would say there is not a tremendous interest in the trial, but I'm sure there's a lot of interest in the outcome and when it is announced on July the 15th. We understand that there have been a lot of threats issued by the fundamentalist organizations and all. The government is already ordering extra security arrangements. They want to beef up security all around the country, but particularly in this desert town of Hyderabad where this verdict will be announced.
The implication there is that the government assumes the verdict will be guilty.
Oh, sure. The prosecution lawyers and attorneys are very confident that they will win a guilty verdict. But we don't know, you know, what kind of punishment would these guys get. You know, the maximum is the death penalty, but there is some speculation here that because of some flaws in the prosecution case, maybe he may not get the death sentence and he may get a life imprisonment of some sort.
If, in fact, there were a guilty verdict here and not capital punishment, is there any chance that Pakistan would extradite these people to the United States for trial in the murder of Daniel Pearl?
You know, President Musharraf has stated the government's position at least thrice in past. He had said that he will not extradite Umar Sheikh. He was quoted privately telling the former U.S. ambassador in Pakistan, Wendy Chamberlain, I would like to hang him in Pakistan rather than extraditing him to the U.S. I'm sure there is a several months long, if not several years long, legal proceedings in waiting already.
Kamran Khan, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Kamran Khan speaking to us from Karachi. He reports from Pakistan for The Washington Post.